Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You ready for this to be the Celtics, Keith? This is the roster.
All right.
This is it.
I guess I'm ready. I guess I'm ready for this.
I'm okay for it.
Yeah. I think they could be frisky.
I honestly...
They're going to be in the frisky tier, if nothing else.
Look, I watched... I don't know how much of the draft you watched last night, Keith.
I watched a good amount.
I legitimately watched the whole thing, outside of like two picks where I dozed off, because it was taking a while.
The coverage, not great.
No, it was not. I want to get to it. But I watched the whole thing because I'm sitting there going,
yeah.
Who knows? Are they going to trade Derek White? Are they going to trade Jaylen Brown? I don't think they're going to.
No.
But they might. So that's why I watched the whole thing. It's not because I cared all that much about where Ace Bailey was going.
Utah.
Dylan Harper, who I didn't realize how much I was interested in the Dylan Harper selection.
Hello.
But I just looked at it and I said, well, these guys could go at any point. Maybe they flip.
And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
All right, well, good thing. Well, that was a day baseball game, so maybe
it
Will
was
watching the Dylan Harper selection.
Oh, I bet he was.
Me? Yeah.
They should interview the Harpers again. They haven't talked to the Harpers in a while. What's going on with the number 2 pick?
Yeah,
it's pick 20 right now.
Ask Dylan Harper's
on.
Mom about the Ace Bailey pick. They were teammates. What does
get
she think about that?
Yeah,
how does she feel about him going
what
to Utah?
What should the Celtics do, Mrs. Harper? What do you think they're up to?
So I watched the whole thing because I'm like, they could move Simons, they could move White, they could move Jaylen. Are they going to make any moves? I'm actually happy with what they did last night. Not the draft pick.
You love the draft pick?
But I'm happy that they didn't make any moves and they kept the roster largely intact. Like, that's honestly what I wanted them to do.
I really didn't think Brown or White was going to happen, but I was because Simon's name kept popping up.
Yep.
Terp brought it up yesterday when we had him on.
Freaking,
it was
everywhere. Terp was just.
Terp's been on it.
Yeah, he's like,
I can move him. They're like, don't buy your Simon's jerseys just yet. I'm like, I kind of want this guy on the team. I think
me
it's going to add to a lot of entertainment value, one, but they need, and more importantly, they need scoring. And he could provide that with Brown and White and even Peyton Pritchard. And you can even start him. And like, it was a good return. We talked about it a lot the day that it happened. And so he didn't get traded. So that was good. And then I was wondering, all right, maybe to a lesser degree, guys like Hauser and Niang, like, what are they going to do? How are they going to tweak it? And then I was even thinking, will they trade up? I know you thought they would trade down.
I thought
they would trade up.
Same.
And I'm like, all right,
I was
maybe
watching
pick,
for that too. Once,
maybe the pick will move.
Once you hit like 15-ish, I'm like, this is the range where potentially they could move up according
and
to
the And the guy that they liked, the Illinois guard from Lithuania.
Jakučionis.
Thank you.
Yep.
He was on some big boards, top 10, some mock drafts, like as low as like 11. And you get into the teens and he was still there. And I was like, all right, like I'm not telling you I know a lot about the guy, but we just read that the Celtics like him. And I'm like, all right, how high can they go with 28 and 32? Where can that get him? Maybe even a future pick if they really like him. And then he kept falling. And then he goes 20 to Miami, which makes you think he's going to be pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Heat drafted him. Yeah. He's going to go to a good spot. He's going to get coached well. And he's probably going to be pretty good. But then they decided, no, we're going to stay here. And you know, there was even a couple of the big guys that were available. The guy that Terp liked, you're like, all right, maybe they'll get him. And nope, they go and draft a kid from Spain who is lighting it up for Real Madrid.
I couldn't believe they flashed his numbers on this because I don't pretend to know anything about Hugo Gonzalez.
Hugo Gonzalez.
I don't pretend to know anything about.
Yeah,
but they flashed the numbers and they go, he averaged 3.4 points per game for Real Madrid.
That's right.
And I already was like blown away. The Spurs took a guy who averaged like 6-4 in the lottery.
This is old school NBA draft. I remember they would always go to Fran Fraschilla.
Yep.
This is when the draft was at its best.
Yeah, and which was not last night.
No. But they would throw to Fran Fraschilla, and they'd be like, tell us about Nicholas Skidishvili. And he'd be like, well, I'll tell you guys, I love him. Athlete. He'll be ready 4 years from now. He averaged 2.2 points per game in the Greek League. And you're like, where are they finding these guys? Because it was like Dirk Nowitzki hit. And then everybody's like, we're getting the next Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah.
And for years and years and years, it would be obscure guy from overseas who was 19. And then Fran Fraschilla would always tell, he's playing in a league with grown men, though, guys. You got to keep that into account. And you're like, okay, but he's going to be going to the NBA, and he's averaging 3 points a game. I don't get it. But some of those guys end up being great. I'm sure Giannis was one of those guys that didn't exactly light it up over there. They brought him over, and now he's like the greatest thing ever. So I guess that happens, but it felt like it used to happen all the time. And then it's been really mostly just college freshmen that are all the first-round picks for the last few years.
I have no idea if he's a good player or not. I've never even heard of him. But when they flash 3.4 points per game on the screen, I gasped.
I don't think he's going to show up and light it up for the Celtics. The Maine Celtics.
And apparently they're bringing him right over.
He's not a stash like Ante Zizic.
No, John Giovanni was on the broadcast right away. He's like, they're bringing him over. Like, I don't even know how you had time to hear that. They just took him. But I guess you already heard that. They're bringing him right over. So, 3.4 points per game. He might be really good. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I expected more than that. I couldn't believe the Spurs took a kid that averaged 6-4 in the lottery. In the lottery.
Oh, yeah.
He's like the sixth man on Arizona. I'm like, this is that reinforced for me. It was a horrible draft last night.
Yeah.
But, Keith, I no joke, watch the whole thing.
Wow.
The whole thing.
So you told me this morning.
I have two takeaways.
Okay, go ahead. I didn't even realize it was on ABC. Okay, I just turned on ESPN because I'm like, they have the draft.
Let's start with the coverage of it first. Yeah, so there was ABC and ESPN, two dueling broadcasts. You watched on ESPN?
Yeah, they're owned by the same company. So
I watched on
ESPN.
This isn't
like NFL Network and ESPN. This is ABC and ESPN. And I don't know, for some reason, like going back years and years and years of watching the draft, TNT used to have it, right? There was years where TNT had it,
yep.
And then ESPN. So I'm like one or the other. So I didn't even think to consider ABC. And so I go to ESPN, and I'm like, all right, there's Jay Billis.
Yep.
There's a guy who knows the college players inside and out.
Yep. And here's three other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right.
So the Portland Trailblazers select Colin Coward here.
I was like, did every NBA person take the night off? I'm like, it's the NBA draft. So it was Kendrick Perkins.
ESPN notoriously heavy on flex time over there. Yeah.
We love Perk.
Uh-huh.
Over under 1 minute of college basketball he watched this year.
Best to ever do it. When you look at Moses Moody.
He's never seen a college game.
He almost had one of those last night. There was another one where he was starting to get unplugged.
Yeah. And then the sideline reporter who like does the walk-off interviews.
Oh, Monica.
Atrocious.
Monica McNutt. We already have a text about her if you want to read that one.
No,
for me.
I don't think I can. But she was not great at it. It was a lot of how do you feels. What's this?
No, it was
like?
what does it mean? What does that mean to you?
I don't think it's an easy spot, but this was bad.
Your fifth brother is here tonight. What does that mean to you? Hey, your college coach found you playing AAU. What does that mean to you?
She's like, you are a shooter. Talk about your confidence in your shot. And I was like, what? Well, that's a question for this guy? He just got drafted?
I also watched on ESPN.
Yeah, okay.
Because
it was bad.
I started on ABC. I turned it on. I'm like, oh, the draft's on ABC. That's got to be the big broadcast. Kevin Nagandi, who I like. Stephen A., who I like.
Yeah.
And stupid hair Bob Myers, the former GM of the Warriors. And I'm like, is that it? I'm like, are they bringing in Jay Billis?
Why would you split up Stephen A. and Billis? Shouldn't they at least be on the same desk?
Here's what I would have done. I would have put Stephen A. and Perk on the same broadcast and just had them hot take themselves to death on the draft. That's what they should have done.
Get Mad Dog on there.
Go like first take, get up, you know, talking head style thing on one channel, and then give me actual people analyzing the draft. Like, I like Billis. So last night it was Jay Billis and a bunch of people who had no clue what was going on. Malika Andrews, I think, is pretty good. Sideline, even like some of the pre and post game stuff,
like
the draft.
Host, yeah.
She was constantly telling you the wrong team who was picking, which I get is confusing. It's confusing. They don't wear the right hat. It's annoying. SVP was yelling about it last night after the draft.
No, it is stupid. They've been doing that for years.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Very stupid, but you're the broadcast. You need to tell us which team is picking and what trades happen. Shams literally came in. They cut in. They're like, here's a trade. It's Portland and Atlanta. And she comes in. She's like, wait, Portland's on the clock again. I'm like, no, they just traded it away. What are you talking about?
Another pick for Portland?
This is crazy. I painstakingly watched the whole broadcast.
That's a lot.
I guess I understand now.
Colin Coward here.
I understand how the Twitch chat feels now, Keith, where you're just captive, sitting there watching something you hate.
Yeah, well, I wanted to know.
I now get it. Yeah. I get Monty Mac's existence. I get, you know, a $10 shake. I now understand. I was just like captive watching something because I'm like, I got to see if something happens with the Celtics, so I'm watching and I'm watching and I'm watching. And Malik Andrews is butchering it.
Right.
And then you have Perk, who again, has never watched a second of basketball. Jay Billis giving actual analysis and then probably getting annoyed and then, at what everybody else is saying.
Can you imagine what was going on in Jay Billis's head listening to everybody else on the desk talk about the prospects? Where he's just like, that's not true. He's then, like, that never happened.
And then you cut to Perk's head and it's the symbols. I don't even want to flashing the symbols together in there. So like, okay. So
but this is on par because we just watched an NBA Finals where they thought Richard Jefferson was one of the best guys to help broadcast those games. And that was a tough watch with Richard Jefferson. And then this was their NBA crew.
Yeah.
So no wonder
they play in solitaire in between picks.
Yeah, right. Probably.
I mean,
high-stakes solitaire.
I wouldn't have blamed him.
You ever played that spider solitaire?
No.
Nice game.
What?
Really nice
different
game.
Rules?
Yeah, very different rules.
Than actual solitaire?
Yeah, you get to match suits.
Oh, boy.
They're all on top of each other. Most computers come with it.
In solitaire.
I think every computer comes with it.
So you got to match suits?
Suits.
So the same numbers counting down, but just the same suit?
No, the same suit. So you'd go like king all the way down to ace.
Yeah, in the same suit. Instead of alternating color.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Spider solitaire.
The game has changed.
All right.
You can either do two suits or four suits. Four suits is much harder.
By the way, spider solitaire, if you're listening, sponsorship opportunities available.
Get in here right now on spider solitaire. Yeah. I also enjoy free cell if we're playing, talking about one player desktop games.
Which one's free cell?
Free. Well,
I like ski free.
Minesweeper on line one.
Oh, Minesweeper.
Minesweeper is tough. I never really fully was able to figure out Minesweeper. I can beat it on like small.
I just kind of tap the numbers and then
just
be like
click around a lot. Yeah. Look at what happened. Yeah.
I like when you hit one and it was just like
no. Free cell's
like a
blast.
Bunch of numbers.
Free cell's the one where you're trying to you're putting all the cards up by suit like on the right hand side and they're all like stacked up on top of each other and you can move them all around.
Yeah.
You only have so many moves. You can like put four cards up to get them out of the way.
Yep.
But then if you're out of moves, you're done.
I don't know this game.
You don't know free cell?
I don't think so.
It free sounds cell's good.
It was probably I was too busy playing Snake. I saw free cell.
Snood?
I'm like, oh, let's play Snake again.
Time for some more Snake. Yeah, but the broadcast was obviously disappointing. And you can see why fans are so mad about like TNT not having basketball anymore.
Let me tell you.
This is what we're doing.
It was a bad broadcast last night. But Keith, I've never seen so many grown men cry in my life.
It was emotional.
And it's like, I understand you're not supposed to mock people for crying.
Yeah, thank you.
But we're all in check with our emotions these days, and you know it's you're not supposed to criticize grown men for crying. I've never seen so many tears from players who were drafted.
The waterworks were out. Yeah,
family.
A blast. The show has been a lot of fun.
That was actually allergies.
Okay, that was at least a sad moment. This was a happy moment.
It was
you got drafted in the NBA.
Turns out not happy for a lot of players who did not want to go to the places they were drafted.
The kid going to Toronto was real upset.
Ace Bailey doesn't want to go to Utah.
Can you blame him?
No.
Salt Lake?
We've become friends. I would not have imagined that.
They have no beers.
That was the whole draft last night. All that.
That was.
Oh, I got drafted. Oh, my son got drafted. Danny Wolf's brother. Did you see this?
Is this the guy you tweeted out?
Yes.
That was Danny Wolf's brother?
I didn't even know he was blubbering away like this.
He was having a real sad.
The Celtics are about to make their pick. This guy goes to Brooklyn.
Yep.
Which is news to Danny Wolf's mom.
New York.
She loves going to New York.
He always wanted to go to New York.
Which I guess is technically true, but you're going to Brooklyn.
It's close.
You're not a Knick. You're a Net.
No.
There's actually a big difference.
Yeah.
And so they're talking to this kid and the mom and the dad, and they're talking to the whole family, and Monica McNutt's asking what it means to them. You're just listening to it, and you're like, what is this? Can you tell me, when are the Celtics picking? And they cut to this guy's stupid brother. They're like, oh, Danny, I don't know if Danny Wolf's brother's going to get over it. I didn't know he was bawling his eyes out.
Yeah.
They cut to him, and he is blubbering. Like, he's Caleb Williams on his mommy, blubbering. And then they halfway through, they like turn the mic up and the Celtics are making their pick. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Now, I guess I understand it would be emotional, but like part of it is you got invited to the draft. So you probably good chance you're going to get drafted. Like, wouldn't some of that have already happened? I guess hearing your name called, like whatever.
I think the whole green room got drafted. I think barely. Wolf and McNeely were the last two.
Yeah, right. And McNeely was what, 29?
The pick after the Celtics.
He was what, 29. Yeah, mm-hmm. So he went right after. I don't know. I mean, I understand. Like, it's years and years in the works, and there you go, and it's a big moment for
you.
I don't understand that.
I don't understand that much crying.
I've never been drafted by the NBA. I don't know how I'd react.
I legitimately don't understand that. Way too much crying last night. Way too much.
So
honestly, all those prospects, I think I'm out.
If you
every single one of them, I'm like, I don't want to draft you.
Well, the one kid didn't cry. He just swore because he was picked by Toronto. Do you like that better?
I would rather that.
Yeah.
Yes.
F this place. I would get drafted.
I feel better about the kid that went 9 to Toronto than the other 27 kids who were all crying in the first round. Yes, yeah, I'm out on all of them. Every single Wolf,
Colin Murray, Boyles,
McNeely,
is your guy.
Yeah, McNeely.
Yeah,
Malalock, whatever his name is, all of them. The whole crying water. Danny Wolf's brother.
Sad day.
All of them. Yeah. Every single one of them.
Dylan Harper didn't cry.
No.
The man.
I wouldn't have noticed if he was crying, but no, I didn't.
He could have been bleeding out. I wouldn't have noticed.
So anyway, wild night last night. I am largely happy with what the Celtics did. I think what Shams said in that clip is very interesting, though. They accomplished their goal of getting to the second apron, which to me says two things.
They should raise a banner.
To me, it says two things, though. Number one, it's like, of course they're not trying to win. They accomplished their goal of saving Bill Chisholm money, but we already knew that. And with Tatum hurt, that's admittedly a gray area. Like, what are you winning without Tatum?
Right.
But secondarily, it tells me they're done. And they should be done. The goal was to get out of the second apron.
They need
big guys,
though.
You got there, so I don't need you to keep peeling away salary.
But they can't roll out a starting lineup right now.
Nope.
They're not there yet, so they got some moves to make.
You have money to hand out a veteran's minimum to somebody, so hand that out. That's your starting center. Boom, let's go. That's the team.
Murder Cornet
if he'll take it.
Maybe.
And if not, I got ideas.
You got some guys?
We're going on the clock, Keith, at high noon.
They might even be able to get a guy in the second round, believe it or not.
They might. I don't know if we can play.
Not
if
you start him.
I don't know if we can play Terp's pronunciation of who he wants.
No.
Because I think he's missing the L. There's a very significant letter L.
I think I know what he's doing.
Kalkbrenner's name.
Kalkbrenner.
Kalk. Yeah.
Like almost like Macaulay Culkin.
The Incredible Kalk.
Yeah.
Which.
Yeah.
I don't know. Make the shirts. But so, yeah, I he's available. Like you can get a bid.
You could get him. They got the second pick tonight.
So we're going to go on the clock at high noon. With our plans for the rest of the Celtics offseason, we'll hear from you as well. Should they move Jaylen Brown? Should they move Derek White? What about Sam Hauser? Like, to me, those guys are now here, it feels like. So we'll give you our plans for the Celtics and the rest of the offseason coming up. We're also going to talk to Rob Bradford at 11:30. He joins us every Thursday here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get his thoughts on the direction of the Boston Red Sox. We'll revisit the front office report as well, Craig Breslow, with some interesting stuff on the Greg Hill Show. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. All your thoughts on the draft last night, what the Celtics did and did not do, which includes the pick at 28. Interact at Jones and Keefe, Twitter and Instagram. Watch and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat there. And you can watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. We'll also get into this. What's a successful year for the Boston Celtics coming up? That's right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.